This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say at least five residential buildings were severely damaged and several people injured after shelling hit the city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Video shot by a Reuters reporter showed several men in military uniforms inspecting big craters and piles of rubble left by the shelling. One of them, who introduced himself as Russian Investigative Committee representative, blamed Ukrainian forces for the shelling. There was no immediate Ukrainian response. Donetsk, capital of the Ukrainian province of the same name, has been controlled by Russian proxy forces since 2014, but remains close to the front line of Russia's war with Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Hundreds of Americans have reached safety in the Port Sudan in the East African nation, completing the first U.S.-run evacuation over land. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Hundreds of Americans have fled weeks of deadly fighting in Sudan. Unmanned aircraft kept watch overhead, with some 300 Americans traveling for hundreds of miles by bus. Families were critical, and airlift was only for embassy staffers and their families. How much danger were they facing? Khartoum University student Abu Mahdi Kazor shot this video of an encounter he fled from. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Army has identified the three soldiers who were killed when two helicopters collided in Alaska while returning from a training mission. Killed in Thursday's crash were Chief Warrant Officer 3 Christopher Iramo, Chief Warrant Officer 2 Kyle McKenna, and Warrant Officer 1 Stuart Wayman. There is more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In an AP interview, former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, marking the one-year anniversary of her trip to Ukraine's capital, says it was risky but important to show support for the embattled country.
It was very dangerous. We never feared about it, but we thought we could die, because we were visiting a serious, serious war zone. We had great protection, but nonetheless, a theater of war.
U.S. support for Ukraine will be tested anew when Congress is again expected to help fund the war to defeat Russia. Pelosi, now the House Speaker, Emerita, says Ukraine and democracy must win. Frustration grows over the wait on an OxyContin maker settlement, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
More than a year after the maker of the drug reached a tentative settlement over the toll of opioids, the money isn't flowing yet. That's because a federal court is still considering whether it's lawful to give members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma protection from civil lawsuits in exchange for their contribution to the settlement, which is the company itself, and up to $6 billion in cash. A federal appeals court heard arguments on the matter a year ago, but has not issued a ruling. Lawyers on multiple sides of the case have asked the court to issue an opinion or at least a timeline. I'm Julie Walker.
A dozen U.S. senators are making a bipartisan appeal to President Joe Biden to reinvigorate the power of U.S. authorities to seize Iranian oil assets. They say an enforcement program providing for such seizures has been allowed to languish. They tell Biden in a letter that despite existing sanctions, Iranian oil exports jumped 35% last year, and proceeds are being used to sponsor attacks on U.S. citizens and service members as well. The push to be tougher on Iranian oil comes from diverse senators led by Republican Joni Ernst of Iowa and Democrat Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. The White House Correspondents Association dinner is known for its fun, albeit ferocious, jabs at Washington, but it took a more solemn tone this year, as what many see as a brazen attack on press freedom across the globe. One reporter, Evan Gershowitz, upon arriving at the dinner on Saturday, he's been imprisoned in Russia since the March after being charged with spying, despite strong denials from his employer and U.S. government. Deborah Tice, whose son Austin Tice, who has not been heard from since disappearing at a checkpoint in Syria in 2012, was also in attendance. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.